This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be so limitless and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate land?
I was waiting on the key line of that song. I love because it reminds me of my children. You know, the children are insane.
Every generation's children are insane, buddy.
Oh, God, you wouldn't believe it. Hey, I'll tell you how stupid my grandkids are. They went to school, okay? And the twins went in there, and they had to fill out the little form, you know, their name and and the address and all that. And got down to the part that said, give us an emergency number. He wrote 911.
Which one was that?
It was Christian.
Yeah. What? The lawyer.
Why? Yeah, Chris, the lawyer. Yeah. Slick Chris.
You should turn your volume up on your phone just a little bit.
How about pointing it at my mouth a little better?
That might work.
Yeah. I'm going to be holding the whole thing next to my mouth. Or maybe by a microphone one day. You know,
I'm going to send you a pair of those earplugs that plug into the bottom of your
thing. Took us by surprise. I said last night when he came on the air, I hit him right. You know, he calls me up at 3 in the afternoon. And how would you like to be on the show? Oh, well, okay, when? Well, maybe tonight, and maybe I won't be there for a long time. And then I called in. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Well, I'm cooking supper. Well, we got a radio show now. What are we going to say? I don't know. I'm making this up as I go along, man.
which is really, Billy and I have been doing radio and podcast for a little over a decade, I guess. Billy's just fine. Billy really can do a 2-hour monologue, and somehow make it work. But I've always been the innovator. You know, I've always been the guy that said, let's try these Facebook Live things, and I tried to introduce writing just all kinds of different things. So I'm always looking for a better way to do it, but I get a lot of backfires. Trying to map out the exact timing of the commercials and then trying to fit subject matter, take a piece of subject matter and say, okay, we'll cover this part of it from here to here, then there'll be a commercial, and then we'll do this part of it from here to here, and then it'll be commercial. That just didn't work out with darn. That was, in fact, that was funny.
Just about.
That was like saying, I tell you what, I'm going to go in there and teach that elephant how to roll over.
Yeah. So, hey, we got Mike from Kentucky on. You want to hear him, Ted?
That sounds great. Oh, yeah, of course.
Come on, Mike. Your time, boy.
Hey, man. Hey, guys. Hey. Real quick, an old school thing that a lot of youngsters can't use anymore is an analog clock. And if you go back to the old days of live DJs, probably I was kind of on the tail end of that in the mid-'80s, late my early 80s, you had a show clock. And there may still be one up on RBN's webpage, but you can make your own. It's basically a pie chart that shows the different commercial breaks as a slice of thin pie, and then you've got your, you know, your big program segments, and they'll be, you know, whatever they are, 18 minutes, you know, or 3 minutes, or, and that way you, all, if you've got a, you've got it up there beside of a good old fashioned $5, $10 analog clock, you go by that minute hand, and where you're at on the show clock, you know where you're at. You know when that break's coming up. You know how long the break's going to be. You know how long the next segment is, and you can. And I don't use. I probably, as a frequent flyer on RBN, should probably have one up somewhere, but I don't. And I think they might have used to had a show clock up on the webpage years ago to kind of give you a clue when the breaks are going to be, how long they're going to be, that sort of thing. Have you ever heard
that
of such?
That sounds like a better tool for a listener.
Yeah,
it is a tool
for us.
Old school tool from radio.
Yeah. Because really doing a radio broadcast is like it's kind of like going into battle. You know, you can plan out your broadcast all you want, but you're not we're not talking at you. We're trying to have a conversation with you, and
sure.
So from the first word on, the whole plan just goes to hell. So. You know,
that was like Greg last night. Greg went into this long sermon.
that was so funny.
And I just let it roll because we were about 10 minutes before the end of the show, and he's starting to admonish the planet on sodomy, and then he defined sodomy, and sodomy was a missionary position, basically. And
anything but procreation. For any other purpose than procreation.
Right.
And I almost told him, well, I don't know about sodomy, but because I live over in Gomorrah, but,
Well, it's not biblical. It's not biblical, for one thing. If you look up the rules, you know.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Well, you cannot deny your spouse because you don't belong to yourself anymore when you become engaged in, I like to use the term, holy matrimony. When two consenting adults take each other, that's the phrase, take each other in holy matrimony, then you no longer belong to yourself. You're one with your spouse, your wife, and or your husband, and so you cannot deny them.
Oh, no.
I mean, if you didn't burn with passion, you wouldn't get... Wouldn't right. get hitched up anyway.
Well, you know what Jewish birth control is, right? Jewish birth control is wedding cake. Okay.
yeah. Well, that's true. But you know the part about that I've never. They are the cleverest people. That I tell you, everybody talks about how clever the Chinese are, but that Jewish religion, it states it's a patriarchy. So the men have the control, and if you read the Talmud, there's even a schedule for how often people are supposed to have sex, and you are supposed to have it, you know, according to this schedule, and when you're young, it's like all the time, and when you're old, but even old people are, you know, you're obligated to have sex, But what gets me is it being a patriarchy. Nonetheless, when a man and a woman take each other in marriage, as you said, then the man goes and cleaves to the woman. and her family. Now, this guarantees that, you know, that your ethnic identity as a Jew cannot be passed on unless your mother is a Jew. Your Jewish dad doesn't. It means nothing. My dad was Jewish, but I'm not Jewish because my mom was a goy. So,
I think you can convert. But the main reason for that is that I believe they lost the genealogies to prove who could be a priest back in 70 A.D. Or, you know, they were shattered. And that's one thing I don't understand about modern Christianity is they deny the fulfillment of the 70th week of Daniel, because I've hit some preachers with this. I'm saying, when you see the power of the holy people has been scattered, whichever translation you believe, then you'll know that these things have come to pass because Daniel was sealed, but Book of Revelation isn't. So you get the urgent, imminent things that are going on in Revelation, but Daniel is 600 years before the Roman siege. And what was it that Stephen said? What? This time, guys, you're going to be banished beyond Babylon, which I think beyond legitimate return would fit.
Yeah. We got a junior on the line, too. Bring him on in, Mike, if you can. It would be fit him in. Junior, there?
Yes, sir.
Hello, welcome to the Butcher Shop. What's got on your mind?
Have you gentlemen ever read the book of the great 5,000-year leap interview up there on the air tonight? Have you ever read that book before?
Did you ever heard that?
I didn't understand it entirely.
How about you, Mike?
All I heard was about the 5,000-year leap, but I've never heard anything like that. They're bringing back Quantum Leap.
Junior, what is it?
The Great 5,000-Year Leap. It speaks in regards to the centuries' achievements or the course of history. And it actually goes back to identifying how the Electoral College was originally constructed. Does that ring a bell with any of you?
The modern Electoral College with the Constitution, yeah, pretty much so, but I didn't know it was 5,000 years old. You got me there.
Well, the loss of 10 from Moses, I think it might be what he's hitting at, where every 10 families appointed a representative, and it moved on up the line to how you had a council of 10 at the top of the Jewish tribes or the Hebrews.
You got me on that one, though. I know how the Electoral College is supposed to work. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And the individual that spoke before me is probably pretty darn close to what I'm speaking of. What we have lost in the generations from that time to this time has been lost. This is a nation, and I'm talking about the USA, that was constructed upon a republic. And the republic was developed off the institution of which I spoke previously of the college, if you want to call it that. And what this did was, it deterred, admonished the majority rule vote, as one would say. Pardon?
Mobocracy, where the majority can overrule the minority. That's why we have a limited republic.
I heard him
talking about democracy earlier, and I'm like, guys, this is not what we're supposed to have.
Yep.
Yes, sir. You're exactly correct.
Well, the thing is, we have to, I don't know which way we're heading here, but I will say the Electoral College is constructed to people, they yell democracy, and we are not a democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And what that is, if you got a democracy, you got three wolves and one sheep trying to decide what's for supper. That's what you're going to have. And the Electoral College tries to give an equal, at least level the playing field a little bit. Otherwise, if you don't have the Electoral College, California, Texas, New York, and Florida are going to run your country.
Yep.
We're going
to
run
your country. That's not all there is to it, though.
Go ahead.
The states were originally considered. Go ahead. There's somebody else.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. I think I know where you're coming from. I heard of this long time ago. There was a book that was written back in the 80s by a guy whose name I cannot remember, but I thought it went by the name of the Gift of the Jews, but it was the idea that the United States was founded on ancient Judeo-Christian morality, which many of the founding fathers incorporated, you know, into the Constitution. I think that's got to be what you're talking about, because you had to make a choice between Christ or chaos.
Well, we got founders and says or sort of that sort of thing. John Adams, I think John Quincy Adams might have been the one that said it. Mm-hmm. You know, that our Constitution is wholly inadequate unless it be for a moral and religious people, and he didn't specifically say Christianity, but back then it was such a supermajority, nobody would question the idea that America was, at least in the masses. Now, of course, you got people up around the edges of Jefferson, John Locke, and even Benjamin Franklin that I think were not necessarily Christian, even though Jefferson wrote a book about the teachings of Christ. There's certainly some curious head-scratching things that he did that makes you wonder if he was ever actually saved.
He edited the entire New Testament, I think. He went there and did his own version of something.
Well, an analysis of the teachings or the merits. Yeah. I can't remember the title of it. Anyway, the idea was that you had a union of states, and that the District of Columbia, being basically an international trade zone, was foreign to the states. So the American people in each individual, and they used to call them the several states, like it was a separate entity, the several states could not directly vote for the president or the Senate. The Senate was appointed by the state legislature, and you might say on advice of the voters, but we didn't have the democracy that we've got, or the, well, corruption of the Republic until some of these amendments came along, like the direct election of senators. That's the last remnant of the old Republic is the Electoral College. And guess who, you know, who's been fighting for 25 years to get rid of that? Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it looks like they're going to get rid of it. They may or may not, but they're going to take a big step in that direction when they modify that vote counting.
Well, Roger Sales on here talks about some of this stuff, and then natural law. I didn't know that Romans had natural law prior to the Babylonian contract commercial law taking over the courts in ancient Rome. So there was natural law. And so we were supposed to have some of that, you know, elements, natural law, common law, that was incorporated from the old, you know, like the Commonwealth of Virginia and the original colonies that brought over common law from the Anglo-American Empire. But Roger Sales talks about a solution, which I think would help to pull the rug out from everything, but you'd have to get enough people to do it. And I know RBN, I don't know if there's 100 regular callers, and a lot of them are as long-winded as I am. I try to be more articulate and stay on subject as much as I can.
You're doing good. Keep going.
Well, what I'm saying is his solution is to actually notify the Secretary of State with a declaration that you're no longer going to accept the 14th Amendment citizenship status, and that you're no longer a surety for the national debt, because that is would get our young men out of the draft if we're going to be having another war for some foreign country. You would be a U.S. national, which you can still apparently some people are getting a passport as U.S. national, even though they're not part of Guam or some, you know, ancillary territory that's incorporated as a U.S. possession, but the people there aren't citizens. And so that provision, I think he's trying to make use of, even though that might not be the original intent. There's people that's been successful, apparently, in getting a passport as a U.S. national, and then, you know, notice to the states, each state has their own Secretary of State still.
Right.
Maybe a remnant of the old Union states. So you can notify your Secretary of State, return receipt requested, proof of service, even have somebody walk in there physically and have them stamp it or something that it was received, notarize your signature, and then you can notify anybody else. And all politics is local. So I have to wonder if you're having problems with the local police, and I've known some people that are paralegals that are much more able to get through the court system or make them blink, that have joined some, you know, Native American tribe, got adopted in, and that was their path out of U.S. citizenship, and then they'll get a tribal, or even one guy I know made his own license for the Cherokee Indian Nation that he uses. It's like an identification card, certificate of competency to operate a motor vehicle or something, and the officers look at it and hand it back to him and say, be on your way. So, I mean, you know, but anyway, Roger Sales doesn't get into all that, but I've known people that have been had varying degrees of success. One guy said that he knew of a couple whose the wife died in jail, but the husband got all the way out of jail using this method because he was...
No kidding.
Yeah, he rescinded his U.S. citizenship contracts all the way back to birth, which a lot of us don't realize. Those birth certificates are defective because the informants, being your parents, did not know what they were signing you over to. That's a lack of full disclosure, lack of meeting of the minds.
So whose authority, then, do you exist under while you're on U.S. soil?
Well, you're born into the land of a state. That's I've heard a lot of people say you're going to be a stateless person or you won't have a country, but that's not true.
It sounds that way.
You wouldn't because what we've got is, and it's been ruled, the United States government is de facto. It is not de jure. And the reason I think it's de facto is they conned everybody into abandoning the original government for this thing that was basically expanded upon after the 14th Amendment. And, of course, during the 30s, they abandoned common law.
Going back to that rant that was part of what they introduced this segment of the show the guy was complaining about how everybody wanted their toasters and their televisions and their radios and their easy chairs. And and that is, I really do think that's why people put up with and are compliant with so many things that we all know are wrong. I mean, we just
football,
know they're wrong.
Football's just, you were talking about football, it's just a modern bread and circuses like they had in Rome to keep the population pacified, is keep the beer trucks running. But the idea of getting so mad, like the guy suggests, going out and shouting out the window, it's a demonstration of sorts. I mean, in that movie, I think it's called Network, it depicts a bunch of people doing that in cities, but what did it really accomplish? You need a kind of rational, well-thought-out, measured response to deal with this and give them no place to go. Because if they try to, you know, try to say, well, you know, you're under an obligation as a U.S. citizen. No, I'm a citizen of the land in which I was born by birth. But I think you can dispute, even if you've got a situation where you know your parents or informants did not lie or misrepresent the truth on that birth certificate, you can still dispute it as being inaccurate based on the idea that they weren't fully informed to make you a resident.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
this all involved, if we remember our history as correct as we can understand it, it was the Reconstruction Act after the Civil War that introduced the highly touted federal government that eventually created what a lot of people call the corporation of the United States. Am I wrong in that assessment?
Well,
you tell me if I'm wrong.
I think it really doesn't matter what the trivial details are on that. If we make a showing by in mass, tens of thousands of people start to detach themselves from the national debt and say we are no longer the Federal Reserve and the credit system is no longer a direct obligation upon us, because that's what, if you look it up in the law dictionary,
yeah,
it says a Federal Reserve note is a direct obligation of the people of the United States. Well, when did you sign up for that? And they can just, knowingly, it's unconscionable, I think, and we're seeing that as they continue to expand the national debt. So the only answer is to just detach from it. It used to be in the 90s, I went to a couple of these meetings, and it probably made me a targeted individual. They called it cancelatura, where you'd cancel out rescind your signatures on this. So the Roger Sales ideas is a little simpler, less, stack of papers idea.
Yeah.
But the thing if people in mass did it, then it would be effective. The problem is getting, tens of thousands on board.
Yeah, after the next break, we've got a break coming up in about 2 minutes, and we're going to bring Pat on to go with the group and everything. And I'd like to, Ted, I wanted to ask you something real fast. I've never asked him this. So it's kind of, Ted, are you a Texas Nationalist?
Billy, I don't know. Today I am, but I might not be tomorrow. I see so many difficulties. All these ideas of federalism really kind of stem from some papers that Madison wrote. They probably come like you gentlemen are saying from much deeper roots. But my familiarity with them starts with Madison. And when this idea of a manifest destiny took over, we had to have a federal government, and that's when we started making these purchases and fighting wars for pieces of land that we didn't belong, that really didn't belong to us, and were claimed by other countries, and I guess Lincoln and Seward getting Alaska was the last of those. But I don't know, guys. I mean, when you were talking about the states that are not states, and they're not really territories either, but the people in them, like Puerto Rico is a good example, and D.C. is a good example. I mean, what is their citizenship status?
We'll find out when we come back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Ted, me on, and I've just asked a question about Texas nationalism. And for you, I think Pat probably knows about it. I know Ted does, and Ted's not a nationalist, but I am. I'm a secessionist and everything.
Yeah, but I know a lot about the movement. I know a lot about how we prepared for it in Texas, so.
Yeah.
And I've been part of the movement, so.
Yeah. So, but let me speak to the.
You're talking about Texas.
Yeah, T-E-X-I-T, Texas. Yeah, exactly, Pat. Yeah. Yeah, Texas.
Yeah, it's gets more popular all the time. I used to have a T-shirt that looked old, but it said Texas, possible first one to whatever it is.
People don't understand that when they say the 13 colonies, it wasn't the colony and there were 13 groups. It was the 13 colonies, okay? And Texas, if you're from a state, Iowa, Pennsylvania, not Pennsylvania, but any of the places that weren't the original 13, you were probably a territory before you were a state. Well, Texas was not a territory. It was a republic. It stood on its own. And to this day, when you see a bank and it has the flag out there, there's two flagpoles, and one has the American flag, and the other one has the Texas flag, because not proper for the Republic of Texas flag to fly below another republic. And we operate pretty much like a republic even now today. And we get a lot of kickback. We get a lot of kickback from Americans, okay? While we're doing our best to sell you guys 99 cents a gallon gas and all the hamburgers you can eat, you know? and the good news is, if we ever do succeed, we don't even have to write a constitution. We'll just use yours, because y'all aren't using it right now. Y'all's opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think secession's really the answer. If you want to help the most people regain property and privacy and the kind of stuff that we're supposed to have. Jefferson wrote the Constitution for Kentucky, helped to, and Kentucky was a county of the Commonwealth of Virginia, but now all these colonies were chartered as corporate operations. They were originally a business venture by the British Crown. Now, Pennsylvania, he was granted a territory and a charter to operate. Eventually, the borders got more refined as the Union of States argued over them. There's some amusing stories about that, but Texas had to regain its gain its independence from Mexico first, as I understand it. So for a brief time, they had to negotiate a treaty with the United States in order to be considered a republic, to be admitted to the Union, because that's Constitution.
We were under a thing called the Treaty of Arkansas, and under our treaty, we had the right to go back to being a republic or divide into five states, okay? The argument was that we did not want to be part of the Civil War. That was one thing. We did not want to be actually a part of the Civil War under the Confederacy, but we got drug into it for whatever reason. Sam Houston quit and went home over it and everything. And when it was over, if you look at the paintings of the battles from Texas, it was always a Texas flag, not a Confederate flag. And we were never invaded during the Civil War. Not during the war. We let the Union troops into Texas after the war on June the 19th, and that was the reason we have Juneteenth now, is because of that, you know. As but we were after that, the legal reasoning was, well, you gave up your right to republic when you joined the Confederacy. Well, you did that when you joined, and you can't go back to it now, which they may have a legal standing there. But in my opinion, every state from Pennsylvania to Texas to Nevada, a state is its own republic representing its own people. And yes, we need, like Ted said, a federal government to help, you know, smooth some of the rough edges. But we also need to give more voice to the local people in each state as to what they want to do concerning themselves. Ted, are you there?
Yeah,
you're breaking up.
I'm trying to point this to my mouth a little bit better. Go ahead, Ted.
I was having trouble hearing you, but I could hear Mike real good.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here waving an iPhone around. I got to stick it up to my mouth.
I know. I have to have my mouth right on this phone, and I just feel all those.
Well, it's hard to hear me with this up in my mouth when I've got my foot in it, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got
you. If you volunteer for a local
volunteer fire department, you'd be eligible for something called a Band 14 phone, which has no compression.
Hmm.
Band 14. Yeah, do some
is that
volunteer
like a
work.
Huawei? A Huawei? Oh, my,
M, like Mike, what did you just say? What kind of phone?
It's a provision in the cell phone networks called Band 14. There is no compression on those phones. So, you know, when you hear people tiling out and they have 5 bars of signal or 4 bars of signal and it starts going choppy and all that, if you have a Band 14 phone, that won't happen.
But you've got to be a member of a police
force.
First
responder.
Yeah, first responder.
I'm probably up because I've just been worried, and I think I'm not worried anymore. But the hurricane, Ian, that was supposed to hit Florida. Oh, I got relatives down there. I used to live there. I have all this problems. We had 3 hosts or something down there. Because I remember Hurricane Michael, and the Verizon swore to the first responders, you won't lose any communication. Yeah, they did. And,
limited number of channels and bandwidth. And I've seen at some of these cell phone sites now, the infrastructure is pretty dang vulnerable. I actually told somebody running for sheriff in our county, I said, you know, I saw G. Gordon Liddy running. He was on the speech circuit after he got out of jail in 1985, somewhere in there. And he openly bragged with just what he knew about from being on the National Security Council, he could take out the electrical grid in the eastern United States in an afternoon. And I'm not going to tell you any more than that because anybody else could probably do it even to this day. But when it comes to the cell phone infrastructure, I saw them starting to install stuff about a decade ago that a baseball bat could tear apart. And the whole bandwidth of the cell phone site goes through that bottleneck. Without getting into detail.
On that first responder, I'm an ambulance chaser. Can that qualify as a first responder?
Media, generally, you'd have to pay exorbitant prices for some kind of a premium plan or something. I know somebody that actually worked for the state of Kentucky in the Department of Education, and they will get near the state police post and or the ambulance service or did. And all the channels were coming on, all the phones during a shift change for ambulance and state police would be going through one cell phone tower. And there was multiple occasions, and that's how I solved this mystery, was I got an email from a salesman. And I'm like, that's exactly what's going on. You've got all these people going to this, shift change at these locations, and they all have Band 14 phones, which doesn't have any bandwidth limitation. And they would have 4 or 5 bars of premium, at the time it was brand new iPhone 8, I think. We were going back, 12 years ago. But I'd say, how many bars of signal you've got? Where are you? Out by the state police post. And it would clear up momentarily. And it was because of all the bandwidth. And that cell phone tower is being ate up by the first responders, not even in an emergency.
Well, I think I've been recommending everybody listen to J.R. Moore in the morning. I think it's Thursday or something. He talks about other communication, than any of this. Because that Hurricane Michael was that bad, y'all. I mean, it was so bad. But you still got ham radio and all this kind of stuff. And we need to really be thinking about that because we do not know what's going to happen. One person was saying Planet X, Planet X is coming real close, and the earthquake's going to wipe out the whole world. And
well, if it's on the Internet, it must be true, right? I tell you what, nobody knows the day of the hour.
No, Mike. I'm going by prophecies.
But nobody knows the day or the hour. I mean, we can read signs and see the corruption all around us, but how many times in the last 2,000 years, how many times has this sort of thing happened to societies where it just fell apart and got overran by the...
Be prepared be prepared for it and be prepared without it, But mainly, you were questioning whether the Founding Fathers were true Christians, which is common. But there's a book called Glasses Echo. It's called America's God and Country by William J. Federer. He gave it to me one time, and I tried to pay him for it by mailing the money, and it came back. But it's 400 pages of quotations, and most of them are from the Founding Fathers. And you will not doubt that they were Christian after you read the book. And if you buy the thing for $5 right now, I just looked it up. I think eBay and different places.
Common problem, though, if we are in the last days, who are the brood of vipers and the Jews that say they are Jews but are not? And what is the strong delusion? If you can't identify it, you must be under the delusion.
I don't think anybody's going to worry about that. You know, when the Hurricane Michael hit Florida, nobody worried about anybody. Man, they were giving away food, begging you, come take this food. There's no electricity, and they'd cook up pizzas and try to. It was more food than you can imagine. But my son says, now that after that, everybody will just run red lights and give you the finger there. Back to normal.
40% of Americans are solid Christian, but when you get to the upper echelon levels of those that actually are in the Freemasonic realm, they talk a good talk, but you know, do they walk the walk? I mean,
I know all about the Mason.
My own belief. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I wanted to, something else I thought about, y'all brought up Seward's Folly in Alaska. Well, you do know that Putin says that they never did sell us that, but they only rented it. And I'm thinking he's up there trying to take back Anwar right now.
Yeah, I don't care what that guy says, to be honest with you. I know everybody's afraid of, you know, but I'm not. First off,
I'm afraid of him. I'm trying to say that.
I know that he has this dream that, you know, that Russia is going to run the world, and this is, you know, I'm sure everybody just listening here has read the poem about Ozymandias, and that's just the truth. The truth is that all empire comes to nothing. All empire goes to dust.
And each
man's life, it goes to dust at some point, and so for us to be fearful and be afraid and be willing to give up our freedoms and the things that make the things that are precious to us in order to hold on, you know, to things that we think are going to have some lasting value, is the silliest. I mean, it's well, I don't want to say silly because it's not really silly. It's or foolish. It's delusional, though. Nothing lasts forever, you know. So
this is the way I look on fear and says false impression, false evidence of things not real or something. I forgot. It's too late, I guess. But anyway, but you got to have a fear of God. See, that's what I was so worried about Florida for, was because in the book of Nahum, it says God will have his way in the whirlwind. And if you read up to 1-3 chapter, you'd be afraid too, because the homosexuals have taken over Florida like you can't believe. I mean, after that last hurricane that practically wiped them out, I would have thought it'd scare them. But no, they're back with all this stuff, you know, the transgender and all this. I mean, I didn't even know that, but I put God TV on my phone. And
they've had plenty of help, haven't they? Because Jewish folks are a big factor in Florida government and infrastructure and
you've
got to do with the wicked hearts.
They're in the food supply, they're in the banking, they're into a lot of stuff. And what do we got? We got endocrine disruptors throughout the food supply. Where did those come from? How did those get approved? who pushed for them.
Well, I'll tell you what the danger is right now. The danger is I got four grandsons. The other one got home. Four grandsons, and I got Puck, the granddaughter, and she's an actress, so I ain't worried about her. But I got a young grandson that's going to turn 12 tomorrow, and he is as liberal a Democrat as you would ever want to find. He's a level-headed little fella, and he believes in all 67 genders. And will argue.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. And he'll tell you.
Get them while they're young.
Oh, man. He'll tell you. Papa, you just don't understand. You're living in the last century. And I told him, no, I'm living in this century. And there's male and female. No, there's people. Now, honestly, I'm going to defend science a little bit here. They found a skeleton of a warrior woman. I think it was in Germany. Anyway, she was a warrior woman, several hundred, maybe a thousand or more years old. She was still in her armor, buried, jewels, all kinds of accolades lying around her in her casket and everything. And instead of, I think the women are XY or YY, anyway, she had the XXY. In other words, she truly did have the DNA of a male and a female. But, but she still, except for a very rare physical freak, everybody is a male or a female, period. Okay?
Well, Down syndrome adds extra genes, Down syndrome, mm-hmm. Maybe she was born late in life to a mother and a dad who were older.
Anything
can contribute to a genetic.
Anything can happen. But this whole thing and what Pat just said and everything, and I'm not aspersing on the gay community because I realize that I come from Austin. I think Mike's down in Austin, our producer and everything. And that's the reason that the capital of Austin is known as the Pink Dome. And they have a huge gay community down there and everything.
You got to live around where they can make the laws fit their lifestyle. That's what they do.
All right. Well, when I was in real estate, Mike, our producer, you're going to love this. We couldn't say gay or anything like that. And I had to sell a property in Austin to a gay couple, two men. And I couldn't use gay or you're queer or anything like that. But I told them, I got this condo, and it overlooks Ziegler Park. And then they oh, my God, really? Yeah, Ziegler Park. Now, if you're from Austin, Mike knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you don't want to go into the bathroom there.
No. Do not pick up the soap in Ziegler Park, okay?
No.
This is what it was when I was in Florida. When we heard something was going on like that, the Christians would march around that thing and pray until it burned down or something. I'm telling you.
Well, I used to live in Florida too, Pat. And in fact, I went to high school there, and I spent my summers down in Miami. But during the rest of the year, I lived in Tallahassee. Now in Tallahassee, I saw on the very same day an anti-war march and a Ku Klux Klan rally that had most of the sheriff's department all decked out in their Ku Klux Klan outfits with their lances on horses going right down Main Street.
Towns in Texas that are basically ran by the Klan, I think.
Bet your life they're on.
Tallahassee's the capital, so you're going to get a lot of mess there.
Anyway, Anwar. Anwar, the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge being taken over by Putin. Alaska is four times bigger than the state of Texas. Write the word national or wildlife on the top of a piece of a notebook paper in lowercase I. The dot on that I is how much has been, it's the size of the oil field up there. There's vast amounts of oil from all the way from the Bering Sea all the way into Canada, hundreds of sure. miles. There's no, we're not going to run out of oil, because, you know, because no. we just can't transport it. And during the warm season, they can get tankers up there to offload that. It's just
you know what Biden gave an excuse when he shut it down the first hour he got in? It's an environmental hazard.
He didn't really shut it down. He shut down further exploration, I think. But there's, you know, there's plenty of oil still coming out of there because there's treaties with Japan, and most of it has to go to California, though.
Right.
From what I understand.
That's my understanding as well.
Yeah, but that's huge. That people just get on Google Earth. I mean, there's probably some good maps out there. There was a preacher, a Baptist preacher named Williams. I can't remember his name all of a sudden. Anyway, he had the energy non-crisis, and you can watch a few of those videos.
He's been telling it for years and years and years. We do not have a deficiency of oil. I know.
No, we don't.
Not really. What we've got is when you drive through West Texas during the Trump years and all of the pumps are going up and down, and when you drive through them now, the pumps are sitting there. That's what we've got, okay?
Right. Those wells actually come back into production if you let them sit idle for a while, and the formation squeezes out more oil. But now there's all kinds of evidence, I believe, of suppressed technology.
Yeah, we're about running out, fellas.
All right.
Hey, it's been wonderful, everybody. Y'all come back tomorrow night. Tell your friends and neighbors. Tell your gay friends.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about them? So, you know.
Well, anyway, we'll see y'all tomorrow, same time, same place, for the Butcher Shop.
Thanks for coming on, ladies and gentlemen. I always learn from from our listeners, and I took a lot of notes while you guys were talking, so I appreciate your coming.
All right. Okay, over and out. Roll the credits, fade to black.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Go ahead, next time. Grab your hardcore. Keep it real. Take her up,
pill. Say hello to my little friend! Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good!
That is good!
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.